Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1299, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll run some numbers, hear some more from Sharp, Hinman, and Sharp, celebrate the birthdays of Charles Dornberger and Alex Gerber, and play One Thing in Common. On the May 18th segment about brains, I ran out of time to play the song which is going to start off this segment, which is now about numbers.
Some people beat the game of marriage. Some people beat the game of love. I'm like a hawk hit till a carriage. Tryna beat the game I'm thinking of. Oh, I've got numbers on the brain. I've dreamed them, I've seen them, they driving me insane. I have no place to eat, I put my bed in pawn. I have nowhere to sleep, cause my control is gone. Fooling with the numbers, please don't play that game. They'll make you cry and you'll deny your name. They said 11 is the number I played. My money went away like a beat parade. I've just got numbers on the brain. Nothing in the icebox, nothing in the trunk. I don't use coke and I can't get drunk. I've just got numbers on the brain. Oh, I've got numbers on the brain. I dream them, I've seen them, they driving me insane. I have no place to sleep, I put my bed in pawn. I have no way to eat, cause my cook stove is gone. Fooling with the numbers, please don't play that game. They'll make you cry and you'll deny your name. I put my money on 156 and now I'm in a devil of a fix. I've just got numbers on the brain. I played Belinda, na-da-da-dee-la-down. I've just got numbers on the brain. I've got numbers. Oh, lottery and numbers on the brain. I dream them, I scheme them, they driving me insane. I have no place to sleep, I put my bed in pawn. I have nowhere to eat, cause my cook stove is gone. Fooling with the numbers, please don't play that game. They'll make you cry and you'll deny your name. You wanna follow the horse, just follow them on the level. Don't follow them with your money, get a broom and shovel. I've just got numbers on the brain.
Thank you. want to know how much I care. When I say I love you, am I on the square? Did I really fall? And what is it all about? You want to know how much I yearn whenever I leave you until I return. Well, if you're in doubt, here's how to figure it out. Take a number from 1 to 10, double it, and add a million. That's how many nights I'll be longing for you. Take a number from 1 to 10, double it, and add a billion. That's how many dreams I'll keep dreaming of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7, baby, rhymes with heaven. And your kisses rhyme with heaven, too. Honey, won't you kindly take a number from 1 to 10, double it, and add a zillion. That's how many thrills I'll get. That's how many chills I'll get. Waiting for the day you say, I do, I do, I do, I do, I do. A number from 1 to 10. I said double it up and add a million. That's how many nights I'll be longing for you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Take a number from 1 to 10. I said double it up and add a billion. That's how many dreams I'll keep dreaming of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Listen, baby, 7 rhymes with heaven. And your kisses, I said they rhymes with heaven, too. Honey, won't you kindly take a number from 1 to 10, double it, and add a zillion. That's how many thrills I'll get, and that's how many chills I'll get on the day when you will say, I do, I do, I do, I do, I do, do, do.
He was primarily a film actor, but there you have Jack Oakey with his October 24th, 1934 recording on Banner 33269 of Take a Number from 1 to 10, written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel for the musical comedy film College Rhythm, starring Jack Oakey. Jack doesn't sing it in the film. Lida Roberti does. The flip side of that record is Jack's commercial recording of College Rhythm, which she does sing in the film. And yes, you might just be hearing it in an upcoming show. Before that, being heard on the show for the first time, Johnny DeDroit and his New Orleans Jazz Orchestra with Number 2 Blues, a DeDroit original. That's from OK40150, made in New Orleans in March of 1924. I played Numbers on the Brain by Elvira Johnson in a Brain segment in 2017, but we started this numeric set with New Orleans' Willie Jackson, accompanied on banjo by Buddy Christian, and their September 3rd, 1926 recording with takes 1 and 2, issued on Columbia 14184-D. The label credits Loria and Jackson. That would be lyricist Jack Loria and composer Mike Jackson, not Willie Jackson. You'll be hearing more from Mike Jackson in December when his birthday rolls around. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. You know what we haven't done in a while? That's right. Play One Thing in Common. You remember, that's where we play a set of rapidly rotating records which seemingly have nothing whatsoever to do with each other, yet have one thing in common. Here to start off this episode of One Thing in Common is Irving Kaufman.
California, you were a golden country long before a man set foot on you. California, you had your golden poppies when Cabrillo came in 1542. California, you had your golden mountains back in 1849, and you still a golden plume, for you wear a golden bloom of orange blossoms all the time. It's always orange day in California. Forget your winter snow, come out and see them grow. The golden sun is here to warm ya. For every golden fruit, there's a golden heart to boot. Become a booster, we'll make you use the golden climate out this way. So hop a train, Galdania, and come out to California on golden orange day. It's always orange day in California. Forget your winter snow, come out and see them grow. The golden sun is here to warm you. For every golden fruit, there's a golden heart to boot. Become a booster, we'll make you use the golden climate of this way. So hop the train, Galdania, and come out to California on golden orange day. Lost a bit of land that bears your name. California, surely the angels thought that you and paradise were one and both the same. California, surely the gods were happy while they watched your golden birth. Then an angel old and great christened you the golden state, the brightest spot upon the earth.
It's always orange day in California. Forget your winter snow, come out and see them grow. The golden sun is here to warn you. For every golden fruit, there's a golden heart to boot. Become a booster, we'll make you younger. The golden climate of this way.
Hop a train, Galdania, and come out to California on golden orange day.
My mother always told me that I had a splendid voice. In fact, I'd sing in opera if they'd give me my choice. I wrote to Oscar Hammerstein that I would be his star. He said, come down and sing for me, and I'll see how good you are. And I don't suppose I'll do it again for months and months and months. No, I don't suppose I'll do it again for months and months and months. I sang the wise old owl, and he left the room at once. So I don't suppose I'll do it again for months and months and months. A lady friend of mine one day thought it would be a joke to walk into a restaurant and have a little smoke. She smoked a little cigarette just like a suffragette. Then all the papers roasted her, and they haven't stopped it yet. But I don't suppose she'll smoke again for months and months and months. No, I don't suppose she'll smoke again for months and months and months. If she really wants to smoke, she should try a pipe just once. Then I don't believe she'd do it again for months and months and months. One day an aviator took out his aeroplane and flew from New York town to Philadelphia like a train. And when those Philadelphians saw him, they set up a wail, for they thought that he must really be Old Halley's Comet's tail. And they won't know who it really was for months and months and months. No, they won't get wise to who it was for months and months and months. I bought an aeroplane myself and I'm going to fly it once, but I may not get out of the hospital for months and months and months. Now all you married gentlemen should bless the hobbled skirt. I'll show you how to tame your wives if you are real alert. In case you come home late at night and wifey makes a roar, just pick her up and spread her out upon the parlor floor. And I don't think she'll get up again for months and months and months. No, I don't think she'll get up again for months and months and months. You can go back to your club and enjoy yourself for once, and your wife will stay just where she's put for months and months and months.
I've played In the Purple Twilight by Benny Kruger's orchestra on Brunswick, but there you have The Ambassadors, directed by Louis Katzman, and their Brunswick recording, issued not on Brunswick, but on the Vocalion label, number 15082, made August 10, 1925, just 10 days before Kruger's recording. In the Purple Twilight was written by Percy Wenrick. Before that, Jack Norworth and For Months and Months and Months, composed by Norworth and his wife and frequent singing partner, although not on this recording, Nora Bays. The lyricist was Joseph Tabrar, and Victor 60030 was recorded November 8, 1910. We began this edition of One Thing in Common with Irving Kaufman, and It's Always Orange Day in California, written by Earl Carroll. That's from Edison 50396, made August 29th, 1916. What's that? Oh, The One Thing in Common. Well, in the titles of those three records, we've got orange, month, and purple. Three of the many words in the English language with no direct rhyme. Growing up, I thought orange was the only English word with no direct rhyme, but others are silver, ninth, dangerous, wolf, ambulance, citizen, obvious, rhythm, and false. Last week, June 5th, marked the birth in 1898 in Manhattan, New York, of multi-instrumentalist, bandleader, and composer Charles Frederick Dornberger. He began playing piano by ear as a child and, despite having no formal musical training, also mastered the violin, saxophone, and trumpet. During World War I, Dornberger served as a pilot in the U.S. Navy, where he met Paul Whiteman, who gave him his first job as a professional musician in December of 1919. The following year, Dornberger formed his own orchestra, and while appearing at hotels around the country, would also broadcast from the local radio station. Such pairings included the Muehlbach Hotel and WDAF, Kansas City, the Kenmore Hotel and WGY, Albany, the roof of the Brown Hotel and WHAS, Louisville, and the Gibson Hotel and WLW, Cincinnati. Apparently, the orchestra's shows included comedy bits. A review of their appearance at the Circle Theater in Indianapolis in October of 1925 said the cornetist offered a stunt new to jazz orchestras by playing a hot number with the bell of his instrument partially submerged in a pail of water. In addition to recording, Dornberger's Broadway credits include work in the orchestra pit and on stage in George White's Scandals of 1923 and the Ziegfeld Follies. Following his retirement from music, Dornberger opened a bar in Santa Ana, California, called the Circus Tent. He was an avid pilot and in 1944 was working as a private flight instructor in Reno, Nevada, when a plane he was piloting crashed, resulting in his death on February 8th. He made 54 recordings, most for Victor, with a number unissued, but here are three from the Sovereign of Saxophonists, Charles Dornberger. Thank you. It doesn't get much hotter than that. Charles Dornberger and his orchestra with Tiger Rag. The band made four takes on April 27, 1927 with no luck, but came back on May 10th and got it right on take 7. The label of Victor 20647 credits the composer as DJ LaRocca, an alternate name used by Nick LaRocca of the original Dixieland Jazz Band. Charles Dornberger and his orchestra also started the set with Oh, That Sweet in Sweet 16, written by Billy Myers, Art Castle, and Elmer Schobel. Victor 19633 was waxed March 25, 1925. In between, we heard Chick Winter and his orchestra with Tropical Palms on Carnival 78, number 11412, from August through September of 1924. So, what does Tropical Palms have to do with Charles Dornberger? Well, it was composed by Frank L. Ventre and Charles Dornberger. This was an instrumental, but there are words written by Ruby Cowan. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, June 2nd, marked the birth in 1895 in New York City of Alex Gerber, a graduate of Stuyvesant High School and veteran of World War I. He wrote for musical comedies, vaudeville, and his chief collaborators were Abner Silver and Sigmund Romberg, and he was also a radio and film producer. Alex Gerber died April 10, 1969, in Mount Vernon, New York, and that's literally all I could find out about him. Oh, except that he also wrote the lyrics to these tunes.
Population, the scientific reality. Dear old mother, she's the grand lady in the family.
God bless her.
My hometown is a one horse town,
but it's
big enough for me.
The other night, before I dimmed my light, I started reading history. I came upon a mystery about a fountain rare. No one was ever there, a place where you could get back youth. Explorers look for it most everywhere. I fell asleep and dreamed that I was there. At the fountain of youth, at the fountain of youth, I saw thin old ladies turn right into babies. Old ginks with kinks started to shrink, got gay when they started to drink. At the fountain of youth, at the fountain of youth, you ought to see what I saw there. One old maid by the name of Kitty dived right in and came out so pretty. A fellow named Brush was nearly killed in the rush down at the fountain of youth. Suppose the things I dreamed were really what they seemed, there'd be no coffin makers, goodbye to undertakers, and chorus girls who wed old millionaires instead would wed a wealthy, healthy youth. To the poor old ladies whom the boys would troop, because it looked just like a chicken coop. At the fountain of youth, at the fountain of youth, I saw old rheumatics doing acrobatics. Even saw old Rockerbilt there. He was busy combing his hair. At the fountain of youth, I am telling the truth, that wasn't all that I saw there. Father Time got so blame disgusted, his hourglass he got mad and busted. The poor married men, they were all single again, down at the fountain of youth, at the fountain of youth, at the fountain of youth. I saw thin old ladies turn right into babies. Rip Van Winkle lay down and snored. A Packard car turned into a Ford. At the fountain of youth, at the fountain of youth, that wasn't all that I saw there. One old guy who was almost dying took one drink and he started flying. Mother McCree looked like a chicken to me, down at the fountain of youth.
Girls have funny ways, keep you guessing nowadays. I've tried to figure them out, they always leave me in doubt. Every time I meet a miss, I gladly fall, but I'm afraid to ask her for a kiss, and you can't blame me at all. Cause some girls do and some girls don't. Some girls will and some girls won't. If you ask her for a kiss, her answer will be this: how dare you, she'll scare you. Then she'll meet some other chap, hug him and sit on his lap. I think that Solomon was very wise, he went and grabbed himself a 1,000 wives. Cause some girls do and some girls don't. Why, you're taking a chance all the time. Thank you. young girls all make up their mind that a man they'll try to find who's worth a fortune in gold and hidden treasures untold. Each girl has a bow or two of love he'll speak. Now would she marry him if she but knew that he got 12 bones a week? 'Cause some girls do and some girls don't. Some girls will and some girls won't. If you ask her for a kiss, her answer will be this: how dare you? She'll scare you, then she'll meet some other chap, hug him and sit on his lap. I think the Congress ought to pass a law to let each fellow marry three or four. 'Cause some girls do and some girls don't. Why, you're taking a chance all the time. 'Cause some girls do and some girls don't. Some girls will and some girls won't. If you ask her for a kiss, her answer will be this: how dare you? She'll scare you, then she'll meet some other chap, hug him and sit on his lap. Some fellows think that kisses are for sale. That's why a lot of them are now in jail. 'Cause some girls do and some girls don't. Why, you're taking a chance all the time.
Oscar Shaw with Some Girls Do and Some Girls Don't, from Columbia A2043, made June 20th, 1916. Harry Gentis wrote the tune, and lyricists Howard Johnson and Alex Gerber don't make it clear just what some girls do or don't, or will or won't. Oscar Shaw was born October 11th, 1887, as Oscar Schwartz, and made at least one other record, but was primarily a Broadway performer, appearing in nearly 20 productions between 1916 and 1941. He also appeared in several feature films, including The Coconuts with the Marx Brothers. Before Oscar Shaw was Dan W. Quinn, who was at The Fountain of Youth, another Harry Gentis tune, with words by Gerber and Charles R. McCarron. At the Fountain of Youth was recorded December 17, 1915, with take 2 of 3 issued on Victor 17935. We started our little tribute to Alex Gerber with Victor Roberts and the Harmonizers Quartet, with My Hometown is a One-Horse Town, but it's big enough for me. Music by Abner Silver and words by Alex Gerber. Victor Roberts is a pseudonym for Billy Jones, but the Harmonizers are Charles Hart and Billy Jones, tenors, baritone Steve Porter, and bass Harry Donaghy. Take 2 of 3 from November 1, 1920 was issued on Victor 18712. Last week I played Where's My Other Foot by Ted Sharp, Hinman, and Sharp. In a single session on November 8, 1933, they recorded 8 sides in the Jeanette Recording Studio in the Star Piano Company building, Richmond, Indiana, and here are 3 of their 7 other sides. Thank you. I had this segment leading off the show, but thought Three in a Row by Sharp, Hinman, and Sharp might be a little much, so I moved it to the end of the show. Like me, most of you out there prefer the hot dance band records, but old-time vintage fiddle music certainly has its place, and those are nice, lively tunes, recorded by lots of different bands at the time, and still being performed today, far more often than you might think. I couldn't find anything more about Sharp, Hinman, and Sharp, but do have some notes on the music. We started the set with the unissued Robinson County. There's only one Robinson County in the entire United States, in Texas, which supports the notion that the name Robinson was mistakenly substituted for Robertson, since there are Robertson counties in Kentucky, Tennessee, and Texas. There's also a story that the name of the tune comes from an effort in the early 20th century for five western counties in Virginia to secede and call themselves Robinson County. Robinson County was followed by Pike's Peak on Champion S-16712. This traditional Arkansas reel was also recorded in 1929 by the Kessinger Brothers, whom you heard last month, with the title Rat Cheese Under the Hill. The same tune was also recorded as Prosperity Special by Bob Wills, a reference to President Franklin D. Roosevelt's New Deal. We finished up with the Old Gray Horse on Champion S-16751. The music was first printed in 1858 with the title Down in Alabama, or Ain't I Glad I Got Out de Wilderness, but is also known as Johnny Stole a Ham, and Old Yeller Dog Came Trottin' Through the Meetin' House. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.